Just listening to Paul Manny's audio boo on AJ Lane, and in the first 4 minutes approximately of that audio boo, before Paul goes into a poem, he relates what AJ Lane described, or basically described how our modern lives are being almost dictated with social media, and that we're not actually creating, doing our own thing. And I'm not clever enough, intelligent enough, or educated enough to even attempt to contribute to that statement, or the statements made within that 4 minute period. But as I was listening to Paul relate that, it just hit home exactly. That is exactly what is happening with me. Find myself spending so much time. And as AJ Lane says, at best curating, certainly not creating. And I've tried to break away from a lot of that side of things that tie me up, that sew up my time to a nice tidy bundle and convince me that at the end of the day that, yeah, it was a good day, I'd done a lot today. In actual fact, when I look back, I spent far too much time with social media. Now, don't get me wrong, I love Audioboo. I love my Audioboo, and I will not give up Audioboo for anything. I certainly have almost abandoned completely Twitter. I spoke about this before. But now I'm engrossed in Google Plus and Google this and Google that. And it's quite correct that the end up, when we spend so much time checking our emails and checking where we've had a notification from Google Plus, or checking so many other things, and then responding, as I am just now, responding on Audioboo, it does make sense, doesn't it, really, that we may well be kidding ourselves on that we're being productive and we're not. It's a kind of battle, actually. I really should be out there being productive around the house, garden, or the pond, or the garage, or the cars, or whatever. But here I am. Well, not at a particular moment, because I am outside at the moment, being productive. But I am, in general, spending a lot of time with social media, and now being nagged at, quite rightly, for not getting on with things. So, kind of makes sense what AJ Lane says. I think Paul O'Mahony agrees with his sentiments completely. And he's the biggest user of social media, to my knowledge. But what do? I love it. I love being in contact with people. I love my communities on Audioboo. I love the community I'm creating on Google. I just love it. It's a new world to me. At my age, it's something I never had. People nowadays, youngsters, Paul's daughter Grace, for example, amongst many other kids I could mention, that are now appearing on Audioboo in particular, more and more. are growing up with audio boo and growing up with social media. They're growing up with all the things that's going around about. And we didn't have that. I didn't have that. I wished I had. I wished I had recorded so much stuff with my kids, my family, my mum, dad. All the things that we could have done and didn't. Now it's just an accepted part of life. So should we just accept it? Should we just say that is the modern way of life? And why are we even complaining about it? You know, so long as you still perform your daily tasks, so long as you still do your daily duties, so long as you still spend time with your loved ones, just so long as every time your loved one turns around, you're not caught looking at your iPhone, which happens to me a lot. I agree with the sentiments, AJ Leon, and I agree with the fact that maybe we are just spending too much time, but it's a new way of life for me, and I enjoy it, so I'm going to stick with it. I'm just going to try and fit it in with being productive and creative, as well as curating or listening or responding. I won't give up a good thing, not without a fight. I just have to learn and educate myself into bringing it into my normal life and not making it an exception to my normal life. And here I stand, phone in hand, and I should really be washing the car now the rain's went off. Oh, what a dilemma. I'll have a cup of tea and think about it all. That's productive, making tea and drinking it. And I'll sit with my wife and have a wee chat while we're having that cup of tea. And then I'll get the iPad out.